Blog Talk Radio.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahi rahmanir rahim. That is, with the name of God, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Dear IWDM radio listening audience, assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab with your host, Mark Shaheed and Quran Shakir. I am Quran Shakir, and it is my pleasure to serve as today's engineer, co-producer, and co-host. Dear listeners, this is a learning lab, and we hope you are in the learning mode because you have tuned into a program focused on examining marriage and the rudiments of finding a mate, being a good mate, and the do's, don'ts, and prescriptions for maintaining a successful, tranquil, growth-filled marriage. While we are making our introductions and our opening announcements, which will take a few moments, we ask you to please share the joy of this program by letting your family and friends know that you are listening to the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab on IWDM Radio. To do that, you can send a text or you can post on social media, and we hope you will do one or both of those. Invite your family and friends to join you on the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab by dialing 714-816-4673. We also hope that you've done your homework, and your homework was to do some research and invite some couples to come and share some benefits of marriage on today's program. So we're looking forward to you and your friends being a part of tonight's conversation. And now, without further ado, it is my honor and my pleasure to bring on tonight's co-host, Mark Shaheed. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam to you, Quran Shakir, and to the IWDM radio listening audience. And as always, I like to begin with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ashhadu ilaha illallah wa la sharika lahu. Wa shahadu anna Muhammadan abduluhu wa rasuluhu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is, with God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All the praise and thanks belongs to Allah, the nourisher, the sustainer, the guardian, evolver of all systems of knowledge. We witness that there is none to be served nor worshipped except for one, Allah alone, and that he has no partners nor associates in his rule. We further witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah, to whom the Quran was revealed, is indeed the seal of the prophets, and he is Allah's humble and noble and generous messenger. And what follows in that excellent salutation, the prayers and peace be upon the prophet. I am Mark Shaheed, the host, facilitator, producer, along with Quran Shakir of the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab, that's heard each and every Thursday night right here on IWDM Radio. And Quran and I would like to say to those who will be listening in for the first time, and hoping that we do have some listening for the first time tonight, as I have been summoning some here in the STL to be participants in what Quran just said earlier in this special learning lab in terms of the benefits of marriage. This will be the culminating one that we're going to be doing on this tonight. So we do invite you to ask questions. We do ask you to make comments. And also, if anything you hear tonight is resonating with you, we do invite you to be a participant, and you can do that by pressing 1. And Quran will let me know that you have your hands up. And we do expect a lot of participation tonight, inshallah, God willing. We also want you to know that this is your learning lab, and so don't be hesitating or deliberating in terms of asking a question or making a comment. We're also aware of the fact that many of you listen in to IWDM Radio and the productions such as the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab by way of the Internet, and the Quran has already said to you, and so I think you might want to get your pens and your pads out. I think some noteworthy things perhaps will be said, and you might want to jot those things down for you to be a participant. If you're listening by way of the Internet and you have a question or comment, or you want to state a benefit in the Sacred Institution of Marriage, you do have to call into the studio. Once again, that number is 714-816-4673. That's 714-816-4673. Karan and I, we do welcome your participation, and especially tonight, because who's the honored guest that we have invited? The whole of our listenership is our honored guest tonight. So we're expecting some participation, and we're expecting some good commentary on the benefits of the Sacred Institution of Marriage. We want you also to know that the prelude is that this Learning Lab has a foundation, and the foundation is Al Quran, the final revelation to humanity, and guiding us in every aspect of our life, including the Sacred Institution of Marriage, and also the life example of the Prophet in the demonstration of the Quran. And finally, last but not least, the Tafsir, the clear explanation by Imam Wahdeen Muhammad. Those are the three sources and the foundation of the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. And it has been traditional, you understand, as we always each and every week, to give a recap to what transpired last week episode here on Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. And for that, I'd say before I turn it over to her, please get your pens and pad. I think it was some noteworthy things that you might want to jot down. And for that, our very distinguished and esteemed host, Quran Shakir. Assalamu alaikum to you once again, Quran Shakir. It's always wonderful to hear your voice here on IWDM Radio, the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab.
Wa alaikum assalam, and likewise, alhamdulillah, it's a pleasure. Yeah. One of the highlights of my week is to tune in.
Alhamdulillah.
So to our listening audience, yes, we love giving a recap. And that's a great way for us to build on our foundation for our discussion for the evening. So just a note, last week, one of the things that we talked about before we actually began our conversation about the benefits of marriage is that we looked at in the Quran, Surah 71, Ayat 17, we talk about the fact that Allah has placed us as seeds in creation, and that He has given us this identity that is paired. So we are created as pairs. And when we talked about being placed in creation like a seed, we talked about the fact that a seed represents a potential. And then we linked this word seed, and in Arabic that word is habab. We linked this to the word love, because that word habab is also love, and that word means seed. And we talked about the fact that the womb for love is the sacred institution of marriage. And just like the soil is the ground for the seed, marriage is the womb for love. And it is the place where love grows. So we can plant the seed of love in a marriage and watch it grow. And then we also got to the subject of the benefits of marriage. And this was our second week talking about the benefits of marriage. And what we've been doing is looking at, one, what does Allah tell us directly and indirectly about marriage? And then from that, we can surmise the benefits of marriage. But we also linked that Quranic connection with actual evidence and research in society and in our world. So we look at the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, Surah Ar-Rum, verse 21, that among his signs is that he created you, for you from yourselves mates that you may find tranquility in them. And he placed between you love and mercy. Indeed, in that are surely signs toward people who reflect. So this love and mercy that we talk about here in the Quran, we noted that as a benefit of marriage, love and mercy. And Allah's great mercy is the Quran. That's what the number one mercy, right, is the Quran. So the Quran becomes a great foundation for most couples, and they increase their connection to the Quran because it becomes a book of guidance in the relationship and the source for healing and mending what aches in the relationship. We also looked at that 40% of married people compared with about a quarter of singles or cohabitors, those who choose to shack or live together, say that they are very happy. 40% of married people in comparison to 25% of singles and those who live together say that they are very happy with life in general. So married people are also only about half as likely as singles to say that they are unhappy with their lives. We also looked at the fact that marriage guarantees physical and spiritual chastity and peace of a person, and it keeps the couple away from the downfall and the traps of Shaitan. And Allah mentioned in the verse about chastity and success or victory to those according to Ayat 5 of Surah 23. And he says, and those who guard their chastity. In essence, those who guard their private parts from illegal sexual acts. And so it's through marriage that we achieve mutual affection, mercy, and love, but also this protection of our private parts. And Allah also says in Surah 7, Ayat 33, say, the things that my Lord has indeed forbidden are shameful deeds, whether open or secret. And so we looked at this ayat as we also were looking at guarding of our chastity. And so Allah has created us to be social beings, and the natural evolution is through marriage as a social being. So married people are also the most likely to report a highly satisfying sex life. And that's contrary to what we are presented in most media representations. But Allah has already told us that when we guard these private parts, that there is a blessing for us. And so he gives us a command to guard and that to stay away from shameful deeds. And so we looked at the fact that more married people are more satisfied in their relationships when it comes to sexual pleasure as well as to intimacy. We looked at the fact that married households have twice the talent, twice the time, and twice the labor pool than singles. But because marriage is a partnership in the whole of life, backed up by family, community, and religious values, marriage can do what economic partnerships don't, what the shacking doesn't, what being single doesn't. It gives a greater sense of meaning and purpose to life, a reason to exercise or cut back on the things that hinder us from our success, alcohol, disassociating from people, drugs, and those kinds of things. This is what research shows for that. Looking at some more things that we can have here. We also looked at, and this is my final comment that we looked at, and this is Surah 2, from Surah 2, Ayat 187, where Allah says that you will find your protector in you two being garments for one another. And so we looked at the fact that in an ideal marriage, the spouses should beautify and protect each other. And so by being a garment, it means that the couples are a comfort for one another. They are a source of protection from one another. And so marriage becomes this commitment of a lifetime where these comforters and protectors are built into those spouses. Your spouses become that. And so we looked at, you know, what a garment does for you. It protects you. It brings you dignity. It makes you look good when you walk out in public. And that's what we looked at for a benefit in marriage. Being garments for one another, then we make each other look good when we are out amongst other people. we are our beneficiaries to one another, such that we are protection from the cold of the world, and we are strength when it comes to building up who we are as people. And I love this acronym here, WRONG. We're looking at doing the right thing. So being wrong means a weak reality obtaining nothing good. And so the wrong influence of Shaitan can make us think that we don't need marriage. But Allah has revealed in his plan to us, and that we get this idea of marriage from the Quran. This framework for marriage is there in the Quran, and the demonstration in the life example of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is another good thing that we look at as a benefit for us in marriage. So if we want protection from the things that are unlawful, then we turn to what Allah has provided as lawful, and will beautify ourselves and our relationships. So when people see things of beauty, they are inspired to have that beautiful thing, inshallah. So we pray that marriage is a desire and something that everybody is seeking because it is beautiful. And those are just some of the benefits of marriage that we talked about last week. Alhamdulillah. Back to you, Mark.
Alhamdulillah. And for those who don't know that's listening in, alhamdulillah simply means that the praise and the thanks belongs to God first and foremost. To be able to express this on this platform, IWDM Radio, and this production, the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab, where we teach the do's and don'ts of Islamic courtship and what constitutes a healthy and harmonious marriage. And so we have been looking at, as Quran so eloquently articulated, the last couple of weeks in terms of looking at the benefits. And some great points and highlights from last week. Quran, want to commend you on that. Always an overview. Just want to add a couple of things here in terms of also we need to look at commitment. The commitment to the sacred institution of marriage is a benefit to us because it is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High, has established in the Quran. Allah has established the sacred institution of marriage. He has done that. You see, so whatever it is that Allah creates and whatever it is that Allah establishes, he is the owner. He's the owner of that. And he's also imbued it in our nature with a natural inclination, you understand, to desire to have a mate in your life. If the socialization, acculturation is not an unnatural socialization, acculturation, then that would naturally be a desire to want to have a mate, to be married. And when I say in terms of commitment, let's be clear here. I know that most of us see marriage as a commitment to a member of the opposite sex, not of the same sex. We're not talking about the LGBTQ in terms of that type of arrangement. Allah says he created us in pairs, as you just heard Quran, Shakir, so eloquently articulate some of the things that we have used from the Quran. You'll find it throughout the Quran, but I can give you for 36, if you have a Quran, you can read that, where Allah says that he created us in pairs. He mentions that in terms of the male and the female, not male and male, not female and female, not groupies, and all this type of thinking or queer way of thinking in that regard, male and female in terms of pairs. So this is a sign to us as we are to be interdependent, not independent. So we want to dismiss the misnomer that, you know, that you can you should be by yourself as an option. We say here on the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab that the sacred institution of marriage that Allah has established, and also have said what he has made from among you is Surah 21, in that we should take that very, very serious, because we always say that God's word is true. What he gives us is true, and it is best for us. So we need to understand that not only in terms of the commitment a male to female to male in the sacred institution of marriage, but even more important, it is a commitment to do what is right. And to do what is right is in terms of adhering to what God's word of revelation revealing to us how it is that we are to be connected, how we are to be productive, how we are to be progressive in our life. And this is essential. This is part of, we need to see the sacred institution of marriage as part of God's will and plan. So if we want to be in accord with God's will and plan, and we won't see it as an option, we will see it as needed and necessary to pursue that sacred institution, and we should be seeking God's word of revelation, revealing to us in revelation how it is that we are to conduct ourselves in that sacred institution, and even more of a blessing to us that God had his final prophet and his messenger to demonstrate that in his lifetime how we are to conduct ourselves in the sacred institution of marriage. So the commitment is first and foremost to Almighty God, Allah. Now, I know this might be something different that you're hearing, but you're hearing it from an Islamic perspective. First, the commitment is to Almighty God, Allah, and that is to do what's right. And to do what is right is what it is that Allah has established and what he has commanded to us and for us to do. That's the first commitment. So when you do that, that covers every aspect of your life, including the sacred institution of marriage. So for those who are God conscious, you know, conscious regard for God's word, will, and way, then it doesn't become an option. But if we're not committed to God's word, a revelation revealing to us, then we begin to start thinking on our own. And so just like the acronym I gave last week in terms of wrong, it's a weak reality of obtaining nothing good. And this becomes the word and the idea, the misconception, the misperception that Shaitan gives to us. So we have to be very, very careful, because Allah says in the Quran that Shaitan makes wrong fair seeming. So shacking is lacking. And I think I might have a partner that we might produce that shacking is lacking. And I'm aware of the fact that we may have a couple of young adults that's listening tonight. So I really want to make that clear to you. Shacking is lacking. So we want to have the fulfillment of all it is that Allah wants us to have. And so when we embrace that this is part of God's will and plan, then we can have that full fulfillment in the sacred institution of marriage, first and foremost being committed to Almighty God, Allah, committed to doing what's right, and then we can really truly be committed to the sacred institution of marriage in terms of those mates that it is that we have. So I want to just really emphasize that and put a little bit more, as you say, gravy on those potatoes, if you will, and all. And so tonight we are really truly looking for inclusive participation from our radio listening audience in terms of their experience, in terms of their marriage life, or that they've been married before, or they just understand that there are numerous benefits in terms of being married. Quran Shakir gave some of that we discussed last week by way of the Quran, but there's so many others, and so we do invite you at this time we do invite you to press 1, and I know I've been working feverishly to get participation from the STL, so hopefully it'll be represented. And then those of you that tuned in last week, and we gave the homework assignment was for you, you understand, to think about benefits of marriage, and even if you had to do some research, even if you hadn't realized it in your own life, and some of us that we may not be married, but we can still make contributions. So this is not just only for couples only. I want to say that, not just for couples only. If you've been married before and you realize the benefits, but for whatever reason, maybe you haven't found that mate as of yet, but you're still on the lookout and you're still on the search, we also invite you to press 1 so you can start lining up right now. Press 1. You got a contribution. I'm looking forward to those who I've spoken to contribute something that is very, very positive that they have experienced in the sacred institution of marriage. So at this time, for Ann Shakir, do we have any hands in the air?
They haven't pushed 1 yet.
Oh, they haven't. Oh, wow. You see, everybody, it's almost like you go to the dance and the music is good, but nobody wants to get on the floor first. So, Karan, maybe we might have to.
They're lining up now. They're lining up.
They're lining up now. Okay.
Yes, they're lining up. They just.
Okay, say, don't be scared.
You to finish talking.
Okay.
Right, here we go.
So we don't want you to be scared. Because I know we have some couples out there. We have people out there that I have spoken with. I know they've had good marriages, and they always wanted to be married. And even if you are not married, but you've experienced marriage, or if you just seen married couples and you see the benefit, how it has benefited somebody that you knew before, and then you see them after. So even if you can give that or lend that as a benefit, we appreciate that. So at this time, Karan Shakir, let's go. I'm ready.
We're going to start with 972-765. Welcome to the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. What are the benefits of marriage, and who are you?
Hi, I'm Regina, a native of Georgia, currently out of Texas.
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
Regina.
Thank you, Regina, for tuning in and listening. So what do you see as a benefit that you can do 1, 2, or whatever it is that you see is be welcome? This is one of my very valued Christian sisters and very good friend of mine, Regina.
Well, thank you, Brother Mark. I thank you for your support, I think, over the past 6 months in the Courtship Learning Lab. And I would say the benefits, I do have parents who've been married 50 years, and I would say longer life, decreased risk in mortality, better health, and better quality of life, and that would be in a lifelong companion. So that is my observation. So I look to experience that as well.
Okay. Very, very, very good. Say that one more time because all of those things are actually a benefit, because we really want to emphasize these benefits. Just in case we have some people that are listening in, they're on the fence, they don't know whether they want to be married or they just want a shack or they just don't want to be involved at all in it. So these benefits that you all be giving tonight, we're hoping that they'll be very, very inspirational, very motivational and everything. One more time. So I think you had about 4 of them there that I counted.
Yes. Okay. So the benefit that in my observation and what I am currently seeking is longer life.
Longer life.
Decreased risk of mortality.
Decreased risk of mortality. Okay.
Better health. And that's
better
physically
health.
And mentally.
Okay.
Better quality of life.
Better quality.
And you will have, a lifelong companion.
A lifelong companion. Okay, very good. Now what I'm gonna, we'll probably come back. So stick and stay, don't stray away. Give you an opportunity. I want to get everybody in, and then I will ask you maybe to expound a little bit on maybe a couple of those things that you've given and everything. So thank you so much, Regina, for calling in. And those are some great benefits right there.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Those are wonderful. Thank you so much. All right.
Yes.
We are going to go now to
press
901.
Press 1, Regina. Did you go out the queue? I'm sorry.
We're going to 901-265. Welcome to the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. State your name and where you're calling from, and we are ready to hear what you see as the benefits of marriage.
Take yourself off of mute and answer one.
I'm sorry. I sound like Linda Muhammad Furkan here.
Welcome.
From Memphis, Tennessee.
Yes,
all right, Memphis is in the house.
Marriage for me is just a most beautiful situation.
Mm-hmm.
I have been married for a total of 43 years. I married when I was 19. A beautiful asset to my life, to my community, was able to raise wonderful children with the help of a husband. I can't say that I could have done it as well by myself, but with that assistance of a spouse, there's, you know, numerous things that you can make better in your life, in your community, in your spirit. My husband passed away about 5 years ago, and I remarried. So now I've been married for 3 years. And again, it's just beautiful. I don't think I could tell you how not to be married. Enjoyable. It's a great commitment, not only for yourself, but for your community, for your family. That's just it.
Well,
yeah, that's beautiful. Thank you.
You know, it's beautiful. I want to say to our radio listening audience, you know, we had Linda Muhammad Furkan and Imam Wali Furkan on just a short time back in terms of their relationship, and they shared it with us. And actually, I spoke with your husband a little while ago, and inshallah, he'll be calling in also, and I'm glad that he alerted you. And we really, really, appreciate that, because it's like about at least two-thirds, what I'm seeing, two-thirds of your life, you've been married, and the benefits have been great, and what it is that you have emphasized, because especially marrying young and then having a family, which means that you have to have that support. This is very, very important today, as we look at the statistics, and the statistics say, especially for African Americans, that depending on where you're getting your data from 70 to 75, and I've seen as high as almost 80% of our children are born out of wedlock for one parent home. Meaning that this commitment was not amazing commitment. And let's be real here. Oftentimes families that we have, they are not really truly planned. And there's never oftentimes a plan in terms of being committed to the sacred institution of marriage. So that's a beautiful thing, and it's most definitely a benefit that the man or the woman that you marry also can be a good father, a good mother. This helps in terms of the benefit of stabilizing the family life, and that's a sacred institution. There's a lot. Very, very important, and what you said in terms of community, because you can't really truly have the model community without the sacred institution of marriage, without the sacred institution of family life. Thank you so much, Linda. Muhammad Furkan, we appreciate that, and those things that you name is definitely, definitely a benefit. Assalamu alaikum. Press 1 as you go out. Yeah, so I know Quran is taking all this down. So alhamdulillah.
Yes, alhamdulillah. That was wonderful, and I love her comment. So we don't have anyone else who's pushed one on their phone. But I just want to go back to our first comment when she talked about the longer life. And I had some research on that, that the power of marriage is evident in late middle age in particular. And so the recent research analyzed mortality differentials in a large national representative sample. And what it found was that 9 out of 10 married men who are alive at 48 will make it to 65, compared with just 6 in 10 who are single. So 9 out of 10 who are married will make it to 65. They're 48, they'll make it to 65, 9 out of 10, whereas in single men from 48 to 65, only 6 out of 10 made it. So when she talked about that longer life, then that's evidence for that. And for women, it was a different differential, but very similar. So for women, it was 9 out of 10 wives were alive at 48 and lived to be senior citizens, compared to 8 out of 10 of the divorced or single women.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, Karan, I think, I appreciate you doing that research, and I think that's a very vital statistic, in that the fact of the matter is that we should look at the sacred institution of marriage as a partnership. As a partnership, and as the word colleges, you know, I'm always thinking and looking at words. So you see, in terms of partnership, is that you have a part in the relationship. That's what a partnership is actually saying. You have a part in the relationship. And, you know, the word ship, as I like to use in the workshops that I do, is serving, helping, and improving people. Serving, helping, and improving people. So whenever you see ship at the end of a word, you know, Allah speaks about the ships in the Quran in terms of it carrying cargo. It you know, that the benefit in terms of the ship, and also giving us the means to be able to utilize the ship, you know, as we travel in terms of on land and we travel in the air, we also travel in the water. And that water is in terms of the sensitivity, the spirituality, the morality, the emotionality, sensitivity that it is that we have to have. And I'm hoping that I'm being very clear here. And if I'm not, I do welcome you to raise your hand and ask you understand what it is I'm saying, or to be a little clearer. It's very, very important, you understand, in partnership that you have a part in serving and helping to improve people or another person's life. It enhances them. Those things that they may not would think about, and I look at particularly in terms of men, in terms of our health. And oftentimes a single man will not go to the doctor, will not have the annual checkup, will not have specific checkups as he gets older, and these become interesting concerns because he is getting older. But by having a mate that loves and cares for him and want to see him be around as long as he possibly can be around, she will be in his ear and saying, honey, sweetheart, have you went and got your annual checkup? You need to do that, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so that's good. See, so when we look at that in terms of statistic-wise, we have to ask ourselves, why is that so? My mother used to always say, Karan, that two heads are better than one. Two heads are better than one. I know some of us heard that before, but it's actually true. And if, in fact, you understand, when we look at the word love in terms of true love, you know, we'll be very attentive. You know, we'll be very conscious of our spouse's health as well as our own health. And it never hurts you have your spouse to be a reminder to you. And so when they say that, you know, we don't get an attitude, or we shouldn't get an attitude. We should know that when these things are actually being said, this is coming from a base of love. And when you love when you love someone or you love anything, you want to try to preserve their life as best as you can. I think Regina said it very well in terms of quality of life. The quality of life is actually a better quality of life. Why? Because you have made an investment. You see, when you invest in anything, if you want to look at investment just from a monetary perspective, nobody want to make a bad investment and get nothing from it or be in the red, as they say. No, when you make an investment, you're looking for a good return. Just like you're looking for a good return, if it's a monetary investment in stock or whatever it is you're investing in, the same thing is in the sacred institution of marriage. You're looking for a good return, in terms of a better man, a better husband, a better father, a better family member. And the same for the woman, a better wife, a better mother, a better family member, a better community member, is what he's talking about. As Linda Muhammad Furqan was actually saying, this is how it is that we have to look at that. Because it's not just an investment for just you only. Yes, you're going to get the first benefits, the first barakats. Barakats mean blessings. Those are benefits. So we can look at that and see what comes as a result of being married in terms of looking at marriage as the womb of love where the gestation and the maturation actually is occurring. The interaction, you see, it naturally develops. The bond naturally develops. And as a word teller, just remember that. You know, you're looking to have a closer, tighter bond. And that word is built on natural development and nurturing the growth of what? The relationship. So when you're bonding, there's a natural development that's actually happening. The natural development is just like a woman carrying a child, you know, pregnant and carrying a child in the womb, where the natural development is actually happening and the baby is being fed. Well, you can look at that from the same perspective, being in that type of environment in terms of what it is that is produced. There's a natural development that's actually you build on what's naturally developing in the sacred institution of marriage, and it is nurturing the growth of that relationship. I don't want to sound like I'm on a soapbox here, but I feel pretty good tonight. I feel like teaching somewhat tonight, but I'll stop there, Karan, and give it back to you. And I want to say to our radio listening audience, if you tune in late, you are listening to IWDM Radio, and you're listening to the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. And we are concluding tonight on this topic, marriage and its benefits. And we have special guests. You notice I say guests, plural. And the special guests are you. So we invited you last week. You know, to do your homework and just give it some thought in terms of the benefits. You can come with 1, 2, 3, 4 more in terms of benefits, what it is that you've experienced, what it is that you're experiencing, meaning married now or been married before, or you understand what it is that you look to experience, or it could be what it is that you have seen others experience. You can share that with us, and you can do that by pressing 1. And for those of you who are listening by way of the Internet, Karan and I would love to have your participation. That means that you have to call into the studio. That number is 714-816-4673. So I'd like to hear from you. Please press 1 now and share what I read to listening audience in terms of at least one benefit of being married. Let's do that now. Thank you. Back to
All
you,
right,
Karan.
Here we go. We're going to go to 773-450. Welcome to the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. State your name and where you're calling from. We are eager to hear what you see as the benefits of marriage.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. Welcome.
This is Bashir Assad.
By
the way of New York City.
Yes.
But, you know, you and I spoke yesterday.
Yes, sir.
And I had 50 years of marriage with my wife.
Yes, sir.
We had been together since we were 12 years old. We got married.
A law wife.
She turned to law in 2014.
Yes, sir.
But, you know, we had a beautiful marriage, and you're talking about the benefits, you know, the benefits of marriage. We were talking about a partnership. And I didn't realize,
sir.
And I'm realizing this today, and when you have a situation in marriage, it has to be a part. It has to be a partnership.
Yes, sir.
I think they, you know, the song talk about a 50-50 love. Well, it's not only a love, but it's a sharing of responsibility. And I didn't realize until my wife passed of all the responsibilities that she was taking care of. I was working, and I worked two jobs most of my adult life. So she was taking care of the home. She was taking care of the children. We had a large family, 11 children. And so she was taking care of the bills, taking care of the house. You know, they don't have in school today what they used to have called home economics. So those kind of things I didn't really, and it helped me.
Yes.
The things that she did helped me, not only in the practical aspect, you know, but the things that men and women give each other in the intimacy area too. I'm working two jobs.
My
wife is at home doing all the things she do. Even the intimacy between a couple is something that Allah has blessed us with. And you're able then too, I tell young men, I tell them, you know, to have a good relationship with a partner, you have to have the same interests. My wife and I, we came into the Nation of Islam at the same time. You know, we had the same thinking. We enjoy ourselves, you know, things that we have enjoyment, the music, the social events, and all of those things. You had someone, you don't like to go out with someone and they don't like what you're doing. They don't like the movie you went to. They don't like the show you're going to. So marriage is just a beautiful relationship. And those little differences we have, Allah has told us in the Quran that we only have differences. The man and the woman are not the same. But they complement each other. So it's, you know, it's a natural, it's a beautiful way of life when it's working in accord with its natural way.
Yes, sir.
And I'm working on doing that again. Okay.
I know you are, Bashir.
Inshallah.
You know, we won't keep it a secret, so may Allah bless you in striving to have that life again. And I want to thank you, as my good brother, Bashir Assad, like he's Chicago, by way of New York, as he's there in New York checking on a family member and everything. And I appreciate you calling in. But you said a mouthful. You know, Quran, what Bashir said is vitally important. And sometimes we don't really fully appreciate that partnership and what he's giving to us that his wife did for so many years. And then once it's missing, then you really, really say, wow, what a partner I had that took care of this and they took care of that and they took care of some other things while they were raising a family, and a large family, 11 children. I mean, can you imagine that? You know, he had to stay working 2-3 jobs or so in terms of doing that. Big role and big responsibility.
Thank you so much for your comments. That was excellent.
That was And you know, Karan, what that reminds me of, the premarital questionnaire, I think I have to say something about that. Its importance in terms of even the courtship phase. There is one of the categories that's listed as marital responsibilities. Responsibilities. And we talk about the partnership, and as our brother Bashir Assad mentioned in his relationship, for 50 years, he and his wife, they met each other. So this was truly his childhood sweetheart at the age of 12 years of age. And that's a beautiful thing. You don't see those type of marriages too often these days where you married your childhood sweetheart. But the marital responsibilities, and that's what I was hearing our brother and friend Bashir Assad say, you know, there was marital responsibilities that he know he could count on her to do and perform, and marital responsibilities that she knew that she could count on him and trusted that he would perform in this. And this becomes a benefit when you are raising a family, the sacred institution of family, when you are building a community. All of this is really important. So I want to thank you, Bashir, for sharing that, because it took me back to the premarital questionnaire. So when you're in the courtship phase, you know, you don't want to just be presumptuous and thinking this person is going to do this and they're going to do that, they're going to do this and they're going to do that, and you're going to be the beneficiary of all of these things. No, it's like Bashir, what he's saying, in terms of looking at it as a partnership. You got a part in it, and that part is the responsibilities that you will undertake, and your mate got a part in it, and the responsibilities that they will undertake. So when you look at that premarital questionnaire, you know, if you're aspiring and inspired to want to be married, look at those marital responsibilities, and so you want to have that discussion so you won't be presumptuous and be disappointed in that. And so every marriage will look a little bit different is what it is that you two agree upon in terms of what those marital responsibilities actually would be. I had to say that, Karan, and I'll stop there. And hopefully had more callers.
Yes, indeed. And we're going to go to our next caller and ask Brother Bashir to push 1 on your phone as we have muted your mic. And we are now welcoming 314-486. Welcome to the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. State your name and where you're calling from and what you see as a benefit of marriage.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. Welcome. And who are you and where you're calling from? I know this is my brother and friend for a long time.
This is Kevin Arazak out of St. Louis, Missouri.
Alhamdulillah. So, what benefits, Kevin, do you want to share with us? I know you've been married, Lisa, for almost about ready 30 years. So what would you like to share as a benefit?
I've just listened to some of the callers about marriage. And one thing I have to say, you know, marriage is not easy.
Mm-hmm.
But anything that's worth having it is worth fighting, and it's hard. It's just my mother would give us medicine that was very distasteful, but it worked.
Yeah.
The sweet medicine, it didn't do good, but it tasted good, but it didn't do no benefit from it.
Yeah.
So it's something that you have to work with. Every marriage has their ups and downs. Now, as far as looking at the marital or the premarital thing, I think growing up in my household, I wanted to be married, you know, and just looking at life itself, I want children without a wife. So I didn't want to go out and have children and then my child is somewhere and I'm somewhere else. So, that was very sacred for me. My wife, we've been married for almost 30 years, over 30 years. And we've worked together. I love her. She's my rock. She's my advocate. I went into the hospital a few years ago for COVID, and we talked about the benefits. I spent 45 days in the hospital. They didn't think I was coming out. But my wife, she was there. She dropped me off. I didn't see her for 45 days. So she was there for me. She, every day she was calling the doctor, being my advocate, not going to, it wouldn't let them allow them to put me on ventilators. So I've always been the breadwinner of my family. But since then, she has stepped up to be the breadwinner because she worked, because I lost my job. But still, we're working on that. So it's a working process. It's a progress.
Yes.
A woman like the woman that I have, she sticks by me through thick and thin. So when you talk about, you can go out in the streets and you can have many different relationships. Mm-hmm. They're not going to last. In our religion, Allah tells us that marriage is half of our religion. And the soul of the human being, we're half a soul. And once that marriage bond takes place, you become one soul. And I believe and I feel that because we are as one. And when you're in marriage, you know, if you're not on the same page with your children or anything else, like, it won't work. You're going to have problems. So we always try to stick together and work together. None of my children can come to me and say, you know how some children, they look at, okay, we're going to go to the weakest link, who they feel they can get more out of. But they can't go to each one of us and say, well, can I do this? No, if your mother says you could, you could be, and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, the first question is, what did your mother say? What did your father say?
Exactly. So it's a working process. But don't let marriage be easy. Nothing that's worth having is easy. You have to work at it. And a lot growing up in the religion, we try to use a lot of the things that our prophet, peace be upon him, said of who has the best, who Islam is the best, or who is a very good Muslim. And his reply was, one who avoids harming Muslims with his tongue and his hands. So we try to incorporate all that also into our relationship and into our marriage and into our children. You know,
right.
If we treat each other right, you know, we treat, like my parents used to teach us back in the day, and Mark, remember this, treat people the way you want to be treated.
That's right.
And think five times before you blurt something out. Because you think of five times and you're conscious of not hurting anyone's feelings.
That's right. That's right.
Okay. So me and my wife, I think I'm very appreciative of her. I just don't, it's not a lot. I mean, I can say a lot about her because she's like I said, she's my everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's smart. She's intelligent. I'm witty. She's a hard worker. My wife and I work a whole lot of men out here.
I bear witness. So, Kevin, thank you so much. I mean, you really, as we said down south, you said a mouthful in regards to that and having that companionship and actually, Karan, and actually seeing that, at an early age or very young and saying, I want to be married. This is another reason why the sacred institution of marriage is very important, because he experienced that in terms of his mother and father, and they had a large family, you see.
Yeah.
So that makes impressions, as we talk about that in the Parenting and Family Reconstruction Learning Lab, that our children, first 7 years of their life, is called the imprinting stage, where impressions are made. And then the next 7 years of their life is called the modeling stage, where children look for a model. And in social science, it is said that by the time the child reaches the age of 10, 90% of their personality has already been shaped and formed. So the socialization, culturation, is very, very important. So the sacred institution of marriage has a benefit not only on those two that are actually involved in that sacred institution, but it has a great impact upon the family life, the children that are actually listening and they're actually watching, even if you're not conscious that they're looking and they're listening, and it's making an impression upon them. And I can bear witness, I know both of his parents, and Sister Cleo, and also Brother Yusuf. And so, yes, and they were married for many, many, many years, you know, which is a good model, and that's what, how we have to see the sacred institution of marriage. This is something Allah has established for us, and he was able to witness that. Thank you, Kevin. I really appreciate you calling in and sharing that. And, you know, yes, Lisa has been by his side. And even when going through the hard times, through thick and thin, as he said, be willing to go again. That's, but that's the type of mate that you really, really want to have. And that's what Allah wants us to have, because we are not independent. I mean, as men, we wouldn't do very much. We wouldn't accomplish very much without a woman in our life.
Can I say one other thing?
Yes, sir.
Okay, just know, you know, a lot of times we meet our mates, we court for years and years. Me and my wife met, and in 30 days, 2 months, we were married.
2 months. I bear witness, because he was working on a job that I was running at a local high school here in St. Louis, Beaumont.
Right.
Yeah, and he was introduced at that time. Our resident imam, Samia Ansari, his wife, actually introduced them. And
that's correct.
That they would be good for each other. And as it turned out, they have made good companions for each other and a model in our community, I would say. I've always seen their love, care, and respect for each other. And that's what it is that our children have to see, not only in their family, but the community have to see that. I mean, they need to see that. Yes. Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate you, brother.
You're
welcome, I love
bro.
You. Appreciate
Thank
you calling
you.
In and sharing that with our radio listening audience.
Thank you. And push one as you come out of the queue. And now we are going to 314-337. Welcome to the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. State your name and where you're calling from. And what do you see as the benefits of marriage?
Alhamdulillah. As-salamu alaykum. Take yourself off of mute. That's a number from the STL.
It is, 314-337.
Yeah, there he is.
There you go.
Who are you? Where are you calling from?
I've been on hold for so long. I got to go to my next call, but I just wanted to call in and thank you guys for the show tonight and just share just a little bit. You know, all I want to say is communication and make me want to smile. That was one of the benefits. I mean, no matter how many ups and downs we have, no many how many arguments we have, when I look at her, she look at me, we just, all we can do is smile, you know. So that communication, whether it was real communication or just eye communication or whatever, but, you know, I just love that about, and one of the benefits that I got, and always got that hug. Once I got the hug, no matter what was wrong, it was over with.
Hello, Agba.
That had a lot to do with it. Touch had a lot to do with communication and just the fact that we were able to just smile and laugh, and whatever was wrong, we had an opportunity to correct it. So I just wanted to say that before I got off, and thank you guys again for a beautiful show.
Yes, thank you. And that's Rashid Salam. He's from the STL, so we want to. And I thank you for calling in, you know, and sharing that. It can, you know, Karen, it can be that simplistic in a lot of relationships too. You know, just that look, and you just don't harbor those things that you disagree on. You know, and you know, and I just think it's so very important that you don't even go to bed with hostility in your heart, animosity in that regard. And, you know, our religion, as you well know, Quran, you know, that it's important. That was reported that the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the prayers and peace be upon him, that he said that anything that in terms of disagreement, that it should be resolved within 72 hours. Sound familiar?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So look, you know, you can't just keep and harbor things. Just hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it. There will be disagreement. You know, it's something Kevin Razak, you know, said very, very important. In terms of anything that is worthwhile, there's going to be some difficulty in it. You know, this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Surah 94, in the Imani Uthri, you know that with the difficulty comes the relief. And I attach that to your belief. Do you believe what it is that Allah says to us? And do you think you just be left alone? That you can be you individually, but that you, as you know, that word, if I'm correct, and you're a teacher, so you can correct me, you know, it can be used either as a singular or as a plural. Am I right?
That's right.
Okay, so you can be singular or plural. So when Allah gives us revelation in the Quran, do you think you'd be left alone just saying you believe without
mm-hmm.
being testified? So that you could be singular or that you could be plural. And most certainly, you know, in the Arabic language, you do have the single. And then plural is only is more than two. But, you know, in English, the you is considered to be plural. So that would be applicable to those two that are mates in the sacred institution of marriage. So you can apply that verse, that ayat, as Imam Muhammad said, that instructing sign. Do you think that you just be left alone just saying you believe? And so two believers, you actually engage in the sacred institution of marriage. Why would you think that you're not going to be challenged? You know, just saying you believe. No, that's why it's one half of the deen. It's one half of the religion, because of
mm-hmm.
social responsibilities. You know, go back to a caller that called in and shared with us. That was our good brother and friend Bashir Assad. You know, that's what helped us to grow and develop, you know, in that sacred institution. So, yes, alhamdulillah, this is good. We're getting some good callers tonight, Quran.
Most definitely. I'm so happy about what we have here, and it's like I just want to keep listening to them. So let's do that.
Well, I wanted to be more of them listening to them than they listening to us, and I wanted to kind of make sure that this production tonight, that we hear from our community in terms of how they see it, and I've been well pleased and satisfied with a lot of the things that have been shared, and all of it has been very, very valid. And also, we are inviting you, if you just tune in, you are listening to IWDM Radio, and you are listening to the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab that airs each and every Thursday night here on IWDM Radio. And tonight's topic is we have the culminating of the series that we've had on the benefits of marriage. And who's our guest? All of you that's listening, you're our guest. I'm inviting you to press one now. Share whatever it is. If it's only one thing with us in terms of the benefits of the sacred institution of marriage that you have actually experienced or experiencing, or you're looking to experience, or maybe somebody that you've seen, just like Kevin said, you know, in terms of experiencing that in terms of his socialization with his mother and father. Let's go, Quran. Any other callers with their hands up?
Yes, we do. 618-960. Welcome to the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. State your name and where you're calling from, and share with us the benefits you see in marriage.
I know that number.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. Welcome.
This is,
who are you and where you calling from?
This is Brother Zaid Hamid calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Alhamdulillah.
And Alhamdulillah, it's a very beautiful question. Tune in this season. I would say if I was to pick one particular thing, and I've been married, you know, just, you know, 4 months. Alhamdulillah, it's been a beautiful
4 months. And let me say this. He's going to be one of our, Quran in Washington, D.C., he's going to be one of the four couples that will be participating in the workshop in terms of marriage. And we're just so elated for him. He's formerly from East St. Louis, St. Louis area, and now he is a part of Atlanta, Georgia. So go ahead, my good brother and friend. I just had to put that plug in there. we want everybody to know he might be in Atlanta, but he come out of the STL here.
And now he's gonna be fine.
You know we love you, Zane. So we acknowledge that you're in the ATL, but you know he got his foundation right here in the STL. So
most definitely.
Yeah,
we are in one of the branching phases, absolutely up as far as, you know, growing up. But that one thing for me would be possibly like just friendship. It's a lot of things. I know it's a lot. The thing that's like really heavy on my mind right now is just the friendship, and it's like, you know, alhamdulillah. Living with your best friend, and they never have to go away.
I love that. I mean, you said something that have not been mentioned, but also, Zay, you said something that we advocate and been doing it for years here on the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. Ultimately, that should be the goal, even in the courtship. If in fact that you don't know that person, what should naturally develop is friendship. It's friendship.
Absolutely.
And then actually the goal is that person that's your mate or becomes your mate become your best friend and you become their best friend. That's the goal.
Mm-hmm.
Because if anytime there's going to be some issues or some disagreements and everything, in that relationship, then you know that's your best friend, and they know that you're their best friend, and they won't go to anybody else but you, understanding and realizing that you are their best friend and vice versa. This is very important. I mean, I can't underscore that enough because I've seen the fact that some marriages, you know, that have issues and problems because they have their best friends or somebody else, and so they go to them instead of going to their mate. This can't be underscored, and you've been married 4 months, and for him to say that, that's very, very profound for him to be able to say that and not, as he said, and not have to be separated from them.
Yeah.
So, Zane, I know you might have something else you want to say, so please do so. That's profound.
Yes. That's my prayer for you is that Allah continues to grow that friendship. That is so beautiful.
Yes.
Absolutely. The friendship is just one of the, you know, effects of, you know, what the relationship is established upon. And, you know, we keep a lot first at all times. And it's just the multitude of many things you can pick that you enjoy and that you can pick that you, you know, give you a sense of pride and understanding that you are making the correct decisions and inshallah that according to Allah's plan. You know, I just started with friendship, but the friendship makes everything else, you know, definitely enjoyable, relatable, comfortable, all the bulls.
I believe your words are just late. You sound like somebody else I know.
Alhamdulillah.
Zay, you know what? I appreciate you, brother. Love you, you know, for calling in and sharing that. And, you know, Quran, I know Quran takes very good notes, and most certainly that's a valuable, valuable benefit, especially when we look at today's society. You know, when I was coming up, Karan, I don't know about you, but I would hear a lot of people say, I don't have a lot of friends. and then I used to hear in my time coming up, my mother used to say, and my family used to say, everybody is not your friend.
That's right.
You know, and this the social inclination is you want to make friends and you want to be friends and you want to be accepted and all those things. But when you can establish that, and we go back to the word bond, build on natural development and nurturing growth, bonding. You see, so friendship most definitely is a part even of the courtship, you know, and as Zay is saying, you have to continuously work at that. You keep building it. And even though you can still have your friends, we're not saying you dismiss your friends because you get married. But the goal is ultimately your mate becoming your best friend. That's the goal. See? So, alhamdulillah, may Allah continue to bless you, Zay, you and Jada. And they will be a vital part of this upcoming 2022 as he is part of the MCC, and that stands for the Muslim Culture Con that will be on display there at this year's 2022 Time to Be Grateful, held in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C. They have some excellent productions that's going to be happening, and I'm really looking forward to look in and listen in to what it is that they will be presenting. These are our young adults that are thinking about not only their own marriage, but also family life and also community life. And they will also have a very, very inclusive workshop. And he was running that past me today, and I'm really, really impressed with the structure. He asked me, Mark Shaheed, what do you think? Any recommendations? After he finished, I says, no. I said, I love what it is you all have done and what you plan on doing. I can just only encourage and endorse what it is that MCC is doing. So we got to be supportive of our young adults. Thank you, Zaid. No, I love you for calling in and sharing with our radio listening audience, even though you're still in, you're in the ATL and not in the STL. Assalamu alaikum.
Click one on your phone, Brother Zay, to come out of the
queue.
Yeah, I'm now going to 773-449. Welcome to the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab.
I know that.
Yes.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. Who are you and where are you calling from?
Amira Muhammad, and I'm calling from Chicago, Illinois.
I so agree
with what Brother Zay said as far as friendship. And to me, my comment is seeing marriage as a sacred union. And there's so many ingredients that can go in there because you got the friendship, you got your trusting, you got the loyalty, you got the honesty, you got the love. And much, much more, you know. And when you have a relationship that you can trust each other and be honest with each other, especially if you're God conscious, and it solidifies a strong connection. And when you were saying about putting your friends into your business, well, you know, if it's a sacred union, then you don't have to do that. You know, you can trust each other. First, you trust God, Allah, then you trust each other. So you don't need Tom, Dick, and Harry or Mary Jane and Sue in your business, you know. If you talk to each other, you can connect with each other and respect each other and, you know, what others' opinions are. So that's what I look at marriage. One of the aspects I look at marriage has been a sacred union.
Alhamdulillah, thank you so much. You know, Karan, you know, Amira, she's brought something to the table in terms of, I'm looking at it as considered intangibles, which is, I think, vitally significant and important in terms of the benefit, those intangible benefits that sometimes is overlooked or not really fully appreciated, you know, and I think that you know, that if there is not a commitment, and we go back to that word commitment again, commitment to first and foremost to adhere to God's word. You know, that's where it all begins. It begins with what Allah has said to us as Muslims, as believers in the Quran. But he said that to all of humanity. He didn't just say it to Muslims. And, you know, I'm about my beloved sister, a Christian sister friend, Regina, who called in first, you know, in counseling there, knowing that I'm a Muslim and I speak from an Islamic perspective. This is what Allah has established. This is what God has established. Who knows better than the one that has created us what it is that we need? So, you know, we can start doing our own thinking in regards to that. We can formulate our own opinions, our own ideas, you know, have our own emotions about things. But for us to be really successful in this life, we should want to adhere to what God says, what it is that we need and what it is that he has made for us. And we should be seeking to find what is it that he has made from among those he have created of like nature for us, that we may have that tranquility. We're all looking for that. You know, we're looking for that in this life, and that's going to be contingent in terms of what the next life is going to look like for us. And so if we look at that in terms of we all want to, the destiny is the Jannah, the paradise, then that mate will be a helpmate for you and vice versa. That's the way it works. And so we should see that. So I thank you, Amira, for those intangibles that you gave, because we do need to trust. That is the glue to any relationship. And not only man and woman, husband and wife, but you want to be able to trust family members. You want to be able to trust your children. Children should want to be able to trust their parents. You want to be able to trust your neighbor. I have a good relationship with my neighbor, you know, in terms of trust. You know, if a package is left, we trust that they will take it in. They won't take it and not tell you or what, you know, all that, you know. You want to have trust in business when you want to establish business. Trust is key in any good, wholesome relationship. It becomes the glue, you know, for that relationship. So this is, in fact, a blessing. This is a benefit in terms of those persons that committed to Almighty God, Allah, first and foremost, as she said, you trust God first. And when you trust God, that you believe what God says. I'm trusting that what God says is true. And that's what we say as Muslims anytime we read anything in the Quran, Sadaqa Allah Uzeem, surely Allah, the Sadaqa that Allah gives and gives best is that is his revelation or his guidance in whatever it is that we're seeking as human beings. So thank you so much, Amira Muhammad, for calling in. And I'm just so happy tonight, Karan, I can tell you, everybody that I contacted, they have called in. I don't know. We probably still have some callers in the queue. Press one and share.
Yes.
Karan?
So we don't, right now, we don't have any more in the queue, and we are going to ask our last caller to press one as you come out of the queue. Oh, there's some more coming in. There they are.
Okay, that's what that's what I want to see.
Looking for you. That's what we need to say. Just we're looking for you. All right, 219-617. Welcome to the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. State your name and where you're calling from, and what do you see as the benefit of marriage?
Okay, first of all, before I say anything, I want to give all praises be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. And I want to extend my greetings to the audience and to my dear brother. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. Welcome to the Courtship and Marriage Learning. Who are you and where you calling from? I know you are. Where you calling from?
I'm calling from Gary, Indiana.
Yes,
my name is Aquil Wali Bilal.
Yes, sir. Wali Bilal. Welcome.
Okay, thank you. What I was really calling for, and I'm not really answering what you're putting out, but it came to my mind, you know, that, you know, we could talk about you know, the goodness of marriage. But we also know in mm-hmm. reality there is going to be some disapprovals in marriage, you know, mm-hmm. when you come together.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody being, to me, this is my personal humble opinion, everybody
okay.
brings some baggage, you know, everybody brings some baggage. And I'm finding out now, after going on 7 years,
mm-hmm.
with my wife, even with myself, you
mm-hmm.
know, when we start not to be able to get along, how do we handle it? You know, according to the Quran and the Hadith and in the life of the Prophet, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the Sahaba, and the other learned people, or either the unlearned people.
Yes.
How do we handle our disagreements?
Okay.
You know,
good question.
Because you know that, you know, it's enchanting that, you know, you got to get to learn not yourself but another person. Just like,
that's right.
Now, I hope I speak it in the right terms. You go to the restroom,
mm-hmm.
and you come out the restroom, and the other person go in the restroom, come out the restroom. You got to even get adjusted to that.
Yes,
you know?
Sir.
You know?
Yes, sir.
So you probably can elaborate on, I know you're talking about our agreements,
yes.
but I want to deal with our disagreements
okay.
too.
Okay. Okay,
that's
good.
Actually our topic
okay.
for next week. Next week we're going
yeah.
to deal with
conflict. Yeah, actually,
what?
Yeah, that's right. Go ahead, tell them, Corinne. That's
yes,
going to be a topic.
That would be a great time
week.
To tune in because we're going to focus on that.
It's going to be on conflict resolutions. Conflict resolutions is going to be our topic
mm-hmm.
next week. We're going to announce it at the very end. Conflict resolution will be the topic, and I'm glad you brought that up, my dear brother. You know, in terms of that, I don't think anybody tonight in sharing their commentary in terms of the benefits of marriage have actually said that it's peaches and cream all the time. So we don't want to promote it like that. We want to promote it in this in a real way and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So if you could be patient, you know, until next week so we can get all the callers in, because I contacted a lot of people. As you can tell, they all are calling in, and they're participating tonight on the benefits of marriage. You know, and that goes, you know, just with something, just to give you in general, you know the Quran very well, what Allah says to us in Surah 94, Inna Ma'a Usra, is that surely with difficulty comes relief, and that the human being was born in toil and struggle, and actually even in childbirth it's called labor, which indicates that there's work in terms of delivering a new life and everything. And so oftentimes the sacred institution of marriage, it is a new life for many that may never have experienced it. So to get that relief, we have to go through some difficulties. But in the difficulties, it causes us to grow and to develop. This is why we said, even when we talk about love, that the sacred institution of marriage is the womb of love where it grows. When you go through thick and thin with somebody and be willing to go again, as we heard Kevin Razak saying in regards to his wife, Lisa, that's been married 30 years plus in that regard, and they have gone through some thick and thin, you know, in that regard. But the love is still there. It intensifies. It multiplies. And I could go on and on. But if you be patient and return back to this Learning Lab next week, inshallah, God willing, we'll be back. And as Karan said, that's going to be our topic. That's going to be our topic, and we will address your question that you have, and we will elaborate on that by way of the Quran, life example of the Prophet, tafsir, clear explanation by our beloved leader, Imam W.D. Muhammad. So if you tune back in next week, we'll ask Quran to take note of that and ask you to tune in,
mm-hmm.
listen in, and you can call back in, and we'll devote the time to that because that's going to be the topic of discussion, and we also invite our radio listening audience to tune in. So we don't want to paint a broad brush that is all peaches and cream, but it's designed to have great benefits at the end. Thank you so much, my brother. I appreciate you calling in from Gary in the house. Assalamu alaikum.
Yes, well, thank you. That was a wonderful question. Uh-oh.
Yes, it is.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
We missed your last comment.
Forgive me. What's the sister say at the end?
I said we missed your last comment. I was pressing mute and you were talking.
Oh, well, you know what? I'm going to say this. I should have stayed with the topic because my wife was getting me to stay with the topic. And,
that's okay. No, I mean,
no,
you were on your heart.
Yeah,
no, this is good. This is a question of marriage learning. You were just expressing what was on your heart. But I'm glad the Quran let you know that what you was expressing, she and I have already talked about it, you know, and that's going to be next week's topic. So you're just a little ahead of yourself here on Course of Marriage
Learning
Lab.
Wonderful.
Yeah,
yes.
But that's good.
Well,
that's a plug. So we thank you today.
Interject?
It's not a bad thing. That was a
one
great
thing.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, sister, I'm being rude if I say I want to interject something.
No.
No, go ahead.
Oh,
no,
okay.
Go ahead.
I just want to make sure because you're giving me ample time. I think one of the benefits, too, is,
mm-hmm.
you know, that we come and be aware of the other thinking of a person. And that's a benefit when you can see outside
uh-huh.
yourself. And it's
yeah.
just more than you.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
You know, it's just more than we, you know, because the way I'm thinking is my personal thoughts. But
yes, sir.
When you come to understand that maybe the way you thinking ain't always the full thought. Ain't always the correct talk. So it's a benefit when you got somebody to challenge your intellect,
mm-hmm.
you know. And,
mm-hmm.
and most of the time, not all women, but most women who, you know, is conscious, they're going to give you a challenge. So that's beauty in itself. Because you got some people, I was saying earlier today, I had to take a relative to the airport. I mean, I had to pick her up from the airport. And we was talking on the way back, and one of the things I was saying is that once you be aware that your thinking cannot just be the absolute truth. And when you have a mate that's conscious, that helps to grow you because you can have constructive criticism. See, because somebody criticizes you, don't make them wrong. See, and some people can't take criticism, you know. So having another mate, it's a challenge. It's going to bring some differences. But at the end of differences, if you have any respect for human nature, you're going to say, man, maybe what she is saying is valid. You know what I'm saying? That goes both
ways. Brother, you hit the nail on the head, and I'm glad that you flipped the script and staying with the nice topic because what you had brought had not been brought to the table like you just eloquently articulated, and
mm-hmm.
I agree, and I know Quran does too. Yes, that is definitely a benefit. It goes back to what I said earlier. My mother used to say, two heads is better than one. So you're in a partnership here. And so you're listening to your mate. And actually, this is what it is that Allah says in the Quran in Surah 42, Amarhum Shura Bainahum, conduct all your affairs through mutual consultation. So what is the prerequisites for mutual consultation? The prerequisites for mutual consultation is mutual respect. Mutual respect. So what you're saying in terms of the engaging intellectually with your mate, even in terms of whatever it is that you're discussing, in terms of making a decision, that amarhum shura bainahum is supposed to be utilized and exercised in the sacred institution of marriage. Some people think it's just only for community life. That's not so. That's not the end of of mutual consultation, or SURE. SURE should be utilized in your marriage life, because if your partner is important and significant to you, you should have the respect to listen to them. And as you say, they may challenge what it is, you know, that decisions that you want to make. And we go back to the Quran again, and Allah says in the Quran to choose the best thereof. Choose the best thereof. That means that we have to lose our ego. So this is a benefit. You can't be egotistical or egocentric. You have to lose your ego. If in fact that your mate, you the man, you think, some people think because you're the man, you have the final decision. Not in Al-Islam. It doesn't work like that. Allah has given us the formula. You understand that would be, it would help us to have a successful relationship. If your wife have a better idea, a better concept, a better thought, a better solution, resolution, and then if you're not egotistical, you say, "Oh, that's better than the one I have," and you say, "Let's work with that idea, concept." Just wanted to say that, but I appreciate it. I know Karan, you appreciate it, because that is definitely a benefit in terms of intellectual engagement. Two heads better than one.
Absolutely.
Now this is Mrs. Bilal. I love it. Yes, ma'am. Welcome to the Courtship and Marriage. Yes, ma'am. What do you have to offer in terms of benefit?
As my husband was talking and I was listening to the comment beforehand and listening to you all, I remembered one thought, and I want to share with everyone. The benefits of marriage is this. One, we know that marriage is half of our religion, half the religion. So the biggest benefit that we get is knowing that we are pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's
the greatest benefit of all, and that's the first and foremost benefit. And I think about how we were discussing, me and my husband, the tricks and the things that people are going through outside of being married, and marriage shields us from that, from, you know, being abused and misused to a degree that the world has to offer. You understand what I'm saying? The trick
is
when people are, you know, going outside of marriage and the damage that it causes. So that's all I wanted to add. And I thank you for inviting me into tonight. We were kind of tired, but again, we want to do all we can to encourage many to get married, because that is what it's for.
It's
a benefit and a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much, Mr. Bilal. I'm so glad that you jumped in there. And what Karan, what she said, that's irrefutable, indisputable. That could be number one, and should be number one on the list, is that that is truly a benefit, that we are pleasing our Lord and Creator, Almighty God, Allah, because He has been the one that has established this, and we have established that on here on the Question of Marriage Learning Lab. This is part of God's will and plan. So when you're in accord with that, that's pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High. Thank you so much, Sister Bilal. Bring
Thank
that to the
you.
Table. I know Karan, she's putting all this down, so we'll hear that in the we'll hear that in the recap next week. Thank you.
Thank you. Push one on your phone.
I'm
going to out.
Press one as you go out.
Yes, and we're
just
going
keep
to
keep it rolling.
Yes,
believers,
we got several
press one.
Yeah, several people waiting. All right.
Okay, let's go.
Six.
383, welcome to the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab.
I know
state
that
your name
number.
And we're calling from you on the air.
That's my good friend. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. Who are you? Where are you calling from? Let it be known.
Abdul Rahim Sabir from Wentzville, Missouri.
Okay. Outside of STL. Go ahead, Brother Sabir. What do you see, my dear brother, as a benefit in terms of marriage?
Actually, I might be a little redundant because many things about some of the things I've heard is what I was thinking of.
Okay.
Especially from the last call of Sister Bilal when she said your marriage is a protection. You know, Allah says in the Quran that you are the garment of one another.
Yes,
you
sir.
Know, meaning that you're the protection of one another. And that keeps you out of a lot of trouble, as they say. You know, I see another benefit of marriage is that it's like a miniature society. You learn to compromise, you learn to respect other people's opinion, even if you might not agree with it. And those same concepts are practiced in the older society. Another benefit of marriage is that after you've gone through the turmoil of the work or whatever into the society, when you come home, you come into a peaceful environment, or you should be coming into a peaceful
environment.
Oh, well, in that marriage. So, you
yes,
know, that's where you're going to come. You're going to find your peace. I don't care how chaotic things are on the outside. When you come home, then you can relax in that peaceful environment.
Allahu Akbar.
I love it.
So, you know, Sabir, I'm glad that you, and actually, you're not being really redundant because...
Yeah.
You just brought up something, the last thing that you said as a benefit, that has not been said tonight. So, alhamdulillah, that is definitely a benefit. And to relate that back to the Quran in Surah Ar-Rum of the Quran, Surah 30, Ayah 21, Allah, you know, says that that he has made for you mates from among you, mates of like nature, that you may be able to dwell together in tranquility. So where would that tranquility actually be other than where you reside? Or where should it be seen? What type of atmosphere or environment should actually be there but that of tranquility? So Allah is actually telling us that in the Quran. And then Allah goes on to let us know that he will put the love and he will put the mercy, you know, for those, you know, that were saying that, well, we're not perfect. Nobody's perfect. There's no Mr. Perfect. There's no Mrs. Perfect. So when we make errors and mistakes and everything of that, then Allah has already put that in our intention and motivation. Thank you so much, Brother Sabir.
Yeah.
I know Quran is putting that down. That is definitely a... It's not like coming home in a peaceful environment, that one of tranquility. And Allah said that you may be... It permits you to be able to enjoy that tranquility that we all look for, even though the external, it may be a lot of chaos and all that. You may have gone through quite a bit, but when you come home, you should be able to experience that peaceful atmosphere, one of a tranquil atmosphere in that regard. Thank you so much for calling in and giving us that great benefit, Sabir. Assalamu alaikum. Press 1 as you go out.
There you go. Very good. Yes. All right, and we're going to welcome 520-518. Welcome to the
I know that number.
Go right ahead.
Oh, this is my good brother here. Who are you? And where are you calling from?
Alaikum
assalam.
Alaikum assalam.
This is Atlanta by way of California.
All right. All right, Hajah. I I'm waiting to hear what benefit that you have, and I know that Khalil Sultan is close by. So go ahead, Haji.
So let's see. First, I would like to say that one of the mistakes that a lot of people make when getting into a relationship is love at first sight. There is no such thing as love.
That's right.
Say that again,
if you would, Haji.
There's a lot put in us to attract us to each other. And
yes.
I think one mistake some people make is they're always looking for that love at once, at first sight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, love takes years of work. Love is together, and love each other as you go through this partnership through the years. Another important thing that we should remember about marriage is our husband and our wives do not belong to us.
Come on now.
And I do not belong to him. We belong to Allah, and we are gifts to each other from
Come
Allah.
On now.
So we have to remember that your husband is alone to you. Your wife is alone to you. We don't own each other.
That's it.
We belong to Allah.
Sister.
So some of the factors that contribute to a satisfying, peaceful marriage. I'm just going to run some things down. Well, we all know love, you know, but like I said, it takes time to grow, commitment, trust, spending time together, and spending time alone. You don't have alone time.
That's right.
And giving each other attention and giving yourself attention. Good communication. One thing about communication is in order to have good communication, you have to have good listening skills.
Come on now.
And we think of marriage as a partnership. Not who is the boss. This person's the boss. Person's the boss. No, marriage is a partnership. Tolerance. Tolerance.
Yes.
Tolerance to look at the things that maybe you find displeasing about your spouse. Having tolerance.
Yes.
Because remember, your spouse is an individual, and we are in a partnership. We have to be open with each other. We have to be honesty. We have to be respectful of each other. We have to share. We have to show consideration. We have to show generosity, willingness, and the ability to compromise. Constructive, funny criticism. Now, the reason why I said constructive, funny criticism, there's a way that you can let your spouse know something that they have done, that are doing, that is displeasing to you. Well, there's a constructive, funny way of telling them, you know. You say, you know what you do. You do such and such and such, and they laugh about it. That takes all the stress out of it. And hold on, I have to put the phone in.
I talked to my good friend, Imam Khalil Sultan, to talk with his wife. And so Sister Haja just gave us, I think, Quran. She gave us some wonderful things.
That's what it is, yes.
Some real benefits. in that mm-hmm. in terms of actually the interacting in the sacred institution of marriage. And a lot of these are intangible benefits, but
mm-hmm.
you really won't be able to experience that unless you adhere to the Word of God in terms of putting God first and foremost in your
mm-hmm.
life and understanding that this is part of God's will and plan. He knows what it is going to produce. It's going to produce a better you. It's going to produce a fulfilling relationship, and you're going to realize your full potential, the maturation that comes as a result of that interaction, that what it is that marriage can and will produce in you, a better
mm-hmm.
better you. A better you is the
that's
return.
That's what I was going to say. Yes, you evolve. If you're
you
able
evolve.
To
that's
do
right.
these things to each share, absolutely, you do.
Right.
And something she said that we've said here, you know, Haji, if you're back, and I don't know where your husband is, Sultan, but we've said this. Yes, okay. But we've said this here that you're not the owners. Everything that Allah has created,
right.
everything that Allah has established, He is the owner. And Imam Muhammad even put more emphasis on that. He said, you know, it says a gift. He said that you've been entrusted with. He said, if you want to see yourself,
mm-hmm.
he said, see yourself as a trustee. And Imam
right.
Muhammad went on further as he was teaching us to say, the only thing that you own is your attitude toward it. That's very profound. Your attitude toward it. You own that attitude. So what is your attitude? As Allah tells us in the Quran, He says that every human being behaves according to their own disposition.
Mm-hmm.
You see? So what is the disposition that we're supposed to have? You know, is it a Muslim, a mu'min, a disposition that we're supposed to have in that regard? Because it's ultimately going to affect your behavior. So, no, we're not the owners. And we should understand that what it is that Allah has prescribed for us is best for us, and we should be thankful because that is a mercy that it is that Allah has given us mates and have created us, you understand, with a natural inclination to want to be married. That's a natural inclination. Now, that can be obstructed, you know, in terms of what it is that we see in our socialization and everything, too, but it's a natural inclination. So, Haja, I appreciate that. I mean, you've given us a mouthful there, even though you're there in Atlanta, but you're out in California and everything.
She's
and
real Atlanta. We claim her. She's Atlanta.
I know you do.
you know, I'm a Californian, born and raised. But
mm-hmm.
I have one more thing to say before I give the phone to Khalil. So before we get married, one thing that I always tell people is to take a good look at yourself in the mirror, not just the mirror, but look beyond the mirror and look at you. Look at the person you are and ask yourself a question. Would you marry you? And
yes.
If you can't say yes, you got some work to do.
Thank you. That was wonderful. Thank you so much.
I think Khalil might want to have something to say. Come on, Khalil.
All right.
I'm gonna give you about 2 minutes, Khalil. Your wife already gave the cookbook.
Yeah. All I gotta say is what she already said.
What she said. I love it.
So yeah, I love it too, Imam Khalil. And you know, at some point we'd like to have both of you on. You all have a very beautiful story how you two met and everything. And I think it's a beautiful, beautiful story that at some point we'd like to share with our regular listening audience and all. But, you know, I love you and appreciate you.
One thing I like to say, real quick, is that the first marriage, that's always the toughest one because it's like you're trying to walk. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So, but most babies crawl before they walk. But a lot of times we see everybody else walking and we think we need to get up and walk. You know, very few kids just get up and walk. So it was a learning lesson. One thing that I learned that kept off my first marriage together before my wife died, of my first wife, is that we, as newlyweds, we slept on one pillow. For about 5 to 10 years, we slept on one pillow. Because we could not be angry at each other and share the same pillow. We had one pillow, it was a king size pillow. So we had to sleep next to each other. And that always something always changed with that one pillow. So that's my one pillow story.
But I'm glad you didn't have four pillows on the bed because we would have run out of time, Khalil.
Yeah.
Your one pillow story.
All right. Well,
I love you, Khalil. But I tell you, alhamdulillah, they're a beautiful, beautiful couple
and everything. Are.
And Allah has truly blessed them in their first marriage and their second marriage. And on, at some point, we're going to have them on and let them tell you, you know, all the details in terms of previous marriage and how they met. It's a beautiful, beautiful story. It could be be a movie, for real. Thank you, Khalil.
Wow.
Appreciate you, brother. Love you. Assalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Who do we have?
We're coming to the end of our program, and we don't have anyone else in the queue. I just want to share one point that has not been made, and I'm not sure everyone thought about it. And that is, in the Quran, and you know, I always like to go back to what Allah says to us. In the Quran, Surah 16, ayah 72, Allah says, and Allah has made for you mates and companions of your own nature and made for you out of them sons and daughters and grandchildren and provided for you sustenance of the best. Will they then believe in vain things and be ungrateful for Allah's favors? So another benefit of marriage that none of us has really talked about is that from marriages, we can get our progeny, our sons, our daughters, our grandchildren, and in them is sustenance. And so with this marriage, the couple have these offspring, and that is the survival of the generations. And then that results in obtaining great and good rewards by having even more children just going on and on, inshallah. And so the couple gain good rewards while having children and bringing them up with Islamic teachings, with righteous teaching, religious teaching, so the things that we're saying we come together for, seeking Allah's pleasure, now we instill it in another human being. That's a benefit in marriage, and then children become a benefit because they can be your gateway to paradise because of the things you've done for them as you raise them. And then as we also look at research, children lead healthier, longer lives if the parents get and stay married. So when we start talking about marriage and its benefits, it benefits our children for us to be married. And children who are reared outside of an intact marriage are much more likely than other children to slip into poverty, to become victims of child abuse, to fail at school, and to drop out. And even to use illegal drugs, all these things, that it increases their chances when the parents are not married. So we just wanted to make sure that we're emphasizing that. Our young men, our boys, they hold a dear place in my heart because I think the world that we live in gives an unfair exchange for our young men. So we have to do more to increase their prospect of success. So boys raised in single-parent homes are more likely to engage in criminal and delinquent behavior than those who are married in a two- parent household with their biological parents. Also, married mothers have lower rates of depression than single mothers or divorced mothers or mothers who are shacking. Married mothers have a lower rate of depression, and they're probably because they have more support right there in the home. And then my last comment that I love to make is that our children love us more when we stay together and we intentionally work on demonstrating, modeling for them how to work through our differences and our challenges, which will be our topic next week. We'll talk about working through our differences and our challenges. Divorce weakens the bonds between parents and children. Not being married weakens the family structure and our community. And so we have the responsibility to ensure its success. So that is one more benefit of marriage, first coming from Allah in the Quran 1672, and then from our research. And since we are at the top of the hour, I will go ahead and just thank you as a listening audience for tuning in to the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. Thank you to the many who came to the forefront and pushed one and were a part of the conversation, shared those jewels of wisdom with us this evening. We are sincerely grateful to you. And I'm going to ask all of you, if you would please go to our social media, bring it to the lab on Facebook and on Instagram. And I'm going to ask you, please, in the comment section, we want you to like that post where we talked tonight. It says, weigh in. That's what tonight's, the post was about tonight's program, weigh in. Go ahead and comment. Say some of these things that you shared with us today. Post it, please, so that others can read some of these things that you're sharing as benefits of marriage. And you can do that on Instagram and on Facebook. If you have any questions or comments or things, questions you want us to answer that you don't want us to say your name on the air, you can email us at bringittothelab@gmail.com, and we will read your question on air and work to get some answers to your questions, inshallah. Again, we thank you for tuning in to the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. Thank you, Mark, for all that you do, and we look forward to next Thursday. All right, Mark, I turn it back over to you.
Okay, well, I want to say alhamdulillah, and that simply means that the praise and thanks belongs to Almighty God, Allah, first and foremost. I want to commend you always for the insight and wisdom, Quran Shakir, that you share each and every Thursday here on the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. It's an honor and a pleasure to partner with you each and every Thursday night. One last thing in terms of, it'll be very, very short here, because as the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, that marriage is one half of the deen, one half of the religion, and one half of our way of life. One of the other benefits is that it protects us and keeps us from going to the Jahanna, that is the hellfire, okay? And then by the same token, it also increases our opportunities and our chances in terms of going to the Jannah. So the benefits in terms of the Jannah, which is what it is that we're all seeking to do, the sacred institution of marriage is designed to help us for the Jannah, the paradise that we're all seeking, to have that help and assistance, to be a help and assistance, to have the help and assistance, and to be that help and assistance from your soulmate, which is your helpmate, which should become also the workmate and the teammate in terms of helping, in terms of seeking the paradise, the Jannah, not the Jahannam, the hellfire. So that those are two other benefits. Those are two benefits that Allah has given to us and has established for us, because knowing in what it is, the natural inclination is to want to have that particular space and place in our life. So I want to just say that, and I want to thank our radio listening audience tonight. I really want to thank all, especially those who called in, those who answered the call in terms of me calling them personally. I won't be able to call all of you and give you a personal thanks, so I want to do this nationally as you still listen. I greatly, greatly appreciate you in terms of your participation. This is the most in terms of participation that we've had on the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab in a long, long, long time. And so we're going to have more, productions like this, inclusion, because we do value your thoughts and what it is that Allah has put in your mind and your hearts to share with our radio listeners. So, Karen, I have a whole lot of things next week, as I know she will capture many of the things that you said, and it has been a wonderful, wonderful production only because of you. So I want to thank you. I want to thank Karan Shakir always in terms of sharing the insight and wisdom. And also we want you to know that the beat goes on here on IWDM Radio as tomorrow's slot to Jumu'ah Day. Muslim worldwide, those who are immobilized, can't get out and about, you can come back to IWDM Radio with email Michael, a.k.a. Mikhail Sayer, for slot to Jumu'ah. It begins at 2 p.m. Eastern. It's 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, and it's 11 a.m. Pacific Coast Time right here on IWDM Radio. Sunday afternoon, Words Make People, the longest-running production here on IWDM Radio, once again with the very distinguished, esteemed Imam Mikhail Sayer, and it begins at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's high noon Central Standard Time. It's 10 a.m. Pacific Coast Time right here on IWDM Radio. And the beginning of the week, we have the very distinguished, esteemed Rashid Salam from the STL. It's returning guest, Instructor Abdul Shaheed, on the Science of Your Health and You Learning Lab. This is a learning lab you need to bring your pen and your notebook, a lot of terminology and all. And it begins each and every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time, right here on IWDM Radio. The sister learning lab to the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab is the Parenting and Family Reconstruction Learning Lab with our very distinguished, esteemed host, Dr. Patricia Slaoudeen, and yours truly, Mark Shaheed. And every first Wednesday, also Rashid Salam sits in for Dr. Patricia Slaoudeen. And so we have an outstanding publication, which is Parenting Skills Based on the Quran, the Sunnah, and Practical Application for Various Ages, an outstanding publication. We do invite you to go to Amazon, purchase that book so you can follow along with us on that learning lab. And it begins each and every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time, right here on IWDM Radio. And following that is the MGM Roundtable. That's the Muslim Global Message Roundtable, where I always like to bring and present to you very distinguished, esteemed guests inside of our community, Imam W.D. Muhammad, also outside of our community, and topics that are pertinent to us as community. As yesterday, we had a very big audience as our very dear brother and friend, a very close friend, and a very trusted confidant of our beloved leader, Imam W.D. Muhammad, our good brother, Rafi Muhammad, joined us at the MGM Roundtable. And so there were many calls that called in last night, hadn't heard from Brother Rafi. These are the type of guests that we bring to you each and every Wednesday. It starts at 8 p.m. Eastern, it's 7 p.m. Central, and it's 5 p.m. Pacific Coast Time, right here on IWDM Radio. We want to say and remind you that the time to be grateful will be held in the nation's capital. That's Washington, D.C., December the 9th through the 11th. If you haven't made your reservations to be there, I think you really want to be there. You don't want to get it secondhand. So please go to Muslim Journal. Also, the time to be grateful on the website. All the information is actually there. I look to be there, inshallah. And so if you see somebody stumbling and bumbling around, that would be me. So I'll be looking for you at the time to be grateful. Last but not least, let's make sure we support the Muslim Journal, as it is the lifeblood of this community for many, many years. Make sure you keep up your subscription. If you have the wherewithal, look at giving a gift to a family member, a friend, an associate, a neighbor, maybe a pioneer, or maybe your local library where many can read the Muslim Journal. So until next time, this salam is for you and yours. May God's peace be with you now and always. Assalamu alaikum.